Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
WXKDJR.
KC2NVU.
WB2RUQ.
Okay, I got WX2PJR, KC2MBU, and WB2RUQ. Are there any other check-ins?
W2WKD.
Okay, I got W2WKD2 on there. So, all right, we'll start at the top of the list. WX2PJR, Paul, good evening. What's going on?
Good evening, Jeff, and everybody on the board. WX2PJR. 36 degrees out there right now. Not too bad of a day compared to some places. Down to the south in Pennsylvania and Virginia, in northern North Carolina, stuff like that. I finally got their shot of snow. It's a good thing. Don't need any more here. Actually melted a lot of it off. Sap was running pretty good today as well. Anyway, other than that, not too much else going on here. Give you one for the count. Say hi to everybody, and pass it back to you, WX2PJR.
Okay, yeah, we had some melting here too today. I noticed that. I wish that sun could have came out a little bit. That would have melted it a little quicker, but I see on the most of the long-range forecasts, they're calling for it to be up there in the 40s and even into the 50s there in another week or so, so let's hope they're right. Usually they're only good for about 3 or 4 days, but let's hope they're right on the long-range forecast anyway. All right, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. What's up?
Well, Jeff, we got 34 degrees up on the hill here. Finally talked Frontier into rerouting our DSL up to corner of Potato Hill and Echo Lake instead of all the way to town. And so our speeds are 16 times faster than they were, 6 times faster than they were yesterday. So now I can actually watch YouTube without it stopping in the middle 3 times. So it's pretty neat. We'll be able to do Netflix and streaming video for the first time up on the hill here. Over.
Roger that. Well, you must have a lot less line noise than I'm assuming.
No, we were at the outskirts of the capabilities at DSL. They say that the limit is 3 miles, and we were 3 miles and 200 feet. And then they said that the limit was 4 miles, and they hooked us up. And it did work, but it we couldn't get anywhere near the speeds that we were paying for. So everybody on the road now has got fast internet if they're on Frontier, thanks to Buddy John, the DSL man at Frontier.
Well, good. In this day and age, nobody should be without some good broadband anyway. Now you can get it, if you have to, you can get it through your cell phones and everything else, and if companies don't keep up, they'll find themselves out of the loop fast enough, because the way the technology is progressing, it doesn't take much for a company to throw up an antenna and deliver broadband. And if you don't keep up with it on the wire, you'll find yourself being replaced. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, Ray, and congratulations on the new speeds there. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. WB2RUQ. My father down there in the Hudson Valley on Echo Lake. John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIQ, WB2RUQ. Not much. Nice day today. We're up in Ellenville for a while this afternoon. Semi-overcast today. I think we're in the mid-40s and probably right now, I don't know what the temperature is, probably in the 30s. So, and most of our snow is gone. I mean, it's just flat out gone. So, that's about it. Had a good time up at your place Saturday, and no one went away hungry, as far as I can tell. All right, WB2REQ.
Well, I figured your snow would be gone about now. Well, it's lucky you. You'll be probably getting that lawnmower ready here not long anyway. Yeah, I had a good time at the party, too. We had a lot of people here. I don't know what the exact count was. I've been trying to go over it in my head, but I just haven't had time. I'm thinking it was probably somewhere around 70 people we had here throughout the day. It was quite a good crowd, and I was really happy with it. And, you know, we didn't have that much food left over like we usually do. We had a little bit of pastrami left over and some cheesecake and a couple odds and ends and stuff, but that was about it. There's none left now except, I think, a couple pieces of cheesecake in there, and that's it. So it was a pretty good party. Well, thanks for showing up. We had a good time with you here. Okay, W2WKD, Dave, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, enjoying the coming spring, which is fairly evident, I guess, unless we get another surprise snowstorm. I went out and picked up some hardware today. I'm going to hang up a 40-meter loop, sky loop, and I just had to get some more hardware to make it efficient. And I should be up sometime this week, depending on the weather. Other than that, just the same old.
Okay, well, we'll all get lucky. The weather will agree with all our projects here soon enough. I can tell you, I'm ready to get some stuff done outdoors here. I've about had it with the with being kind of trapped inside with this winter weather. But all right, thanks, Dave. Thanks for checking in, and good luck with the antenna. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, I guess I haven't been here since, I don't remember, I think it was Thursday, maybe. We had a lot of preparation. We had our big St. Patrick's Day party, and we smoked up quite a bit of... Well, we made up quite a bit of corned beef, and then we put it in the smoker, and we made it into pastrami. And we had about four full briskets that we cooked up, and it came out pretty good. And we also made some smoked salmon, and, the wife made up some stuff. And we had a pretty good party here. We had quite a good turnout, and we were really happy with it. And then yesterday, we kind of took off. You know, it was after all that work and all that fun, it was good to just have a day to kind of lay around and not do much. And, so today it was work day. Back at it. No more fun for the day. So we got a bunch of work coming up here in the next couple weeks. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KD2AIT. Okay. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net and return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Paul, Ray, John, and Dave for checking in tonight and say 73s to those who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
Well, thank you for taking the time to run the net. W2WKD, clear.
My pleasure. KD2AIT, clear.
Any stations with or without traffic?
KC2NBU, good evening. No traffic.
C2NBU. Thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Never remember your first name, but I think you told me before there. Are there any other stations for Octon? Says KB2KOJA for Octon. Any other stations with or without traffic? I'll make one more call up here. Any station for Octon with or without traffic? Final call. Okay, nothing else heard. KB2KOJ is clear.